shit is over, it's over. You don't know what's after, or, you know? So in 2003, I get a Krasnoyarsk in Siberia. And I'm going to a specific place to visit a friend of a friend out there. And all the tickets are booked to this place. And Siberia's not the easiest place to get to, both visas and physically. The airline from Moscow to Krasnoyarsk is called Crass Air, which is dangerously close to crash air, isn't it? The plane is old. And a big guy gets on the same door as the passengers, looking drunk, has a laugh with some of the passengers at the front, and then says in Russian, "Away we go." He sticks on a pilot's jacket, goes through the cockpit door and starts up the engines. I have never been more terrified in my life. And where I was heading, I was dreading. Because a week before I go on this trip, the friend of a friend has died. She's left Siberia for the first time, gone to America. She's got septicemia and died. So I kid you not, I arrive in Siberia in the dead of night and I'm picked up by her grieving parents who have just laid their young daughter to rest, and I go up a hill in the dark looking over the Krasnoyarsk, and we get to the gravestone. It's huge, it's the biggest gravestone I've ever seen. And her face is etched into it, into the stone, into the tombstone, a lifelike etching of her face is in this huge tombstone. And I think, wow, fuck, wow. This is real, this is awful. And I look up to the heavens, and the stars are crystal clear. The galaxy of stars, and I think God is not watching over us right now. There is no explanation for this tragedy. Well, if there is a God, I get it. I get it. You start anything off, don't you? You create the world, you know, you stick some people in it. I get it. There's a few thousand people. There's one or two to start with, and they start fucking, and there's a few thousand people. You keep an eye on all of them. You try to. You know, you've got, you're omnipotent. You know, you can do it, but then, you know, then they start really fucking and fucking everything up and reproducing, and a few hundred thousand, a few million. Obviously you lose track. There's 9 billion now. I get it. You think, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm off. It's out of control now. I'm off. See you later. See you later. So we're just left to it. We're left to fill the void. We're left to fill the void now, people. So what do we do? What do we all do? Tell you what we do, we all act as gods. Those that can act as gods step up and try to make sense of some of the awful things that happen to people. And I guess it comes down to this. We've been fed a lie as a human race. We've been fed this lie that life is supposed to be 75 years or so. Much less than that, and apparently you're gone too soon. The truth is, that's the average number we have told ourselves to make us feel better when we are in our 20s and 30s, just to make us believe that we have time left. The truth is that an average is just that, an average. There's an average rainfall where you live. Are we surprised if one day it absolutely shits it down? We're not. The rainy day could come for any of us. Today, tomorrow. There's no point saving things up for the rainy day. Because it could be today. So what are we doing today? Who are we seeing? Who are we talking to? Who are we telling that we love? All those things we can do, lessen the blow when the rain comes. And knowing that the rain coming is an inevitability. At any time. Particularly if you fly on an airline called Crash Air. Stand on the hill. Take a breath of the cold air and look up to the heavens. No one is watching over us apart from ourselves. We can all be gods. You are all God's children. I get what that means now. We are all God's children. Come together, and together we will ascend.